Excuse me for doing this over voice. I'll turn it to text when I get the chance to stop. I'm about 9 hours into a drive. But the point I was trying to make with Geese was that the solution at a certain point would have been a removal of that chat in a confrontation. Well, not a confrontation, but a discussion fairly early on prior to becoming a server-wide issue. But at the extent that it is now, there really, I don't think, is a right option. I think that at the extent of if it is a genuine misunderstanding and there was no actual intention of malice, it does suck to remove someone. The alternative, though, is that keeping them around at this point where people have seen it, it's been brought up to me by people who generally don't even keep an eye on the chat, it's going to make people uncomfortable. It's already well established and known about. And we are left kind of at the impasse of either we remove them or we are stuck having to explain to people who have become invested in it that no, we've double checked and this person is not a child or a child is not a like person exploiting children. And again, it sucks to crack down because of a genuine mishap, but at a mishap that big, it's not exactly our responsibility to. It's not our responsibility to justify at the extent to the point where the admin team is having to put our at the point where we're having to defend a person or directly insert ourselves for this for their sake against the sake of people who seem genuinely uncomfortable and upset by this is not a good position for us to be in. And I think that we should probably discuss a complete removal. Any alternative I see is either going to blow it up beyond where it's at right now, or leave a lot of people in a very uncomfortable position that's going to come back and bite us later.